You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove, with four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we had some Afrobeat to finish up the first hour. That last song that you heard was the latest single from Afro Dream, a band based in Turin, Italy. Their lead singer is from Senegal, so a multinational group. That song is called Afro Trip. That was just released earlier this month. Excellent new single from Afro Dream, who have an album coming soon, I'm told. And before that was a track from Femi Kuti's new album, which was released in April. It's called Journey Through Life. We heard the song Think My People Think. And Femi Kuti and his band, Positive Force, are on tour starting July 15th in the USA and Canada. They will be playing in Washington, D.C. That's as close as they will get to us. I'm going to be out of town at the end of July, and I'm going to be in upstate New York, and I'm going to get to see him at a new venue called Assembly in Kingston, New York, in the Hudson River Valley. So I'm looking forward to that. I have not seen, in all these years, I've never seen Femi Kuti perform live. And then at the top of the set, we heard another artist who's also on tour right now, Jedublay Ambale from Ghana. In fact, he just played at the Black Cat in D.C. last night. And his latest album is called Wake Up Africa for Agogo Records out of London, and that was released in May. And from that, we heard a song that I really love. I think this is going to be one that sticks around in my playlists. You Like or You Know Like from Jedublay Ambale. And we're going to get the second hour of this program underway properly in just a moment. But before we get started with more music, here is a pause for the cause. Thriving communities start with full plates, and Feed More is dedicated to helping our neighbors who struggle with hunger. Feed More collects, prepares, and distributes more than 30 million meals every year throughout 34 cities and counties in Central Virginia through its programs and network of agencies. For every $1 donated, Feed More can provide 4 healthy meals to our neighbors who need them. To give help or to get help, you can visit feedmore.org. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. And we're going to stay in Africa for pretty much the whole second hour of today's program, more or less. And let's get the hour started with the latest from one of the continent's true superstars, the Malian singer Salif Keita. His new album is called Sokono, and it's an unplugged session. The primary tracks were actually recorded live in his hotel room in Tokyo while he was on tour. I think they spent like a couple or 3 days recording it. It's a uniquely intimate recording in his entire extensive catalog. So from Sokono by Salif Keita, this is a beautiful song. This is called Sherry, right here on Global Agogo. Thank you. And there's some brand new music from the band Trio Mochili. That's Nathaniel Braddock on guitar, Junius Paul on bass, and Micaiah McCraven on drums. They're all stalwarts of the Chicago jazz scene. And you heard their interpretation of Mariama Kaba by Boubacar Traore of Mali. And on their new album, their first album, and it's simply self-titled, they also do their versions of songs by Mulatu Astatke, Thomas Mapfumo, Fela Kuti, and Francis Bebe. And so they're kind of like the Afro-Zen trio, or what Richmond's Afro-Zen All-Stars might sound like if they were a three-piece band instead of an eight- or a ten-piece band. This is one of my favorite albums of the year so far. It's as much jazz as it is so-called world music, and it was just released this month and self-released. You're going to be hearing a lot more of this album on future episodes of Global Agogo. Again, the band is called Trio Mochili, and the album is self-titled. And before that was Boubacar Traore himself from what's probably going to be his last album. It's called Dunia Tabolo, and it came out for Loose Africa Records in 2017. He's still alive. He's 83 years old, but it seems like he's retired from performing and recording now. And he finished his recording career with one of his very best albums, actually. And the track that we heard, which was called Yafa Ma, featured part-time Richmonder Layla McCalla on cello. Layla has been an artist in residence at the University of Richmond, and now she's the founding artistic director of the Shako Institute, the underdevelopment museum and educational institution based at Main Street Station here in Richmond, that's going to examine the enduring impact of racial slavery on the shared American experience. So Layla is going to be spending a lot more time in Richmond, it sounds like, and that's cool. But Boubacar Traore, Yafa Ma, was that song that you heard. And then we started out the hour with new acoustic music from the Malian master singer Salif Keita, still sounding great at age 75. I mean, his voice just sounds amazing. His new album is called Sokono, just released in April by No Format Records, and we heard Sherry from Salif Keita. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. So here's another way that you can hear Global Agogo, aside from all the other ones that I've mentioned during the show. WRIR's friends at Fuchsia Freedom Garden, 520 North Adams Street in Jackson Ward, provide a satellite broadcast of all of WRIR's Sunday daytime programs from their solar-powered garden shed. And if your organization or business plays Global Agogo every week, let me know, and I'll announce that on the air as well.
You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, where every other Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. you are invited to join me, David Noyes, for 2 hours of Congolese music. That's classic, new, and always great urban dance music coming out of Central Africa. You no longer have to live in Africa, Europe, South America, or Japan to catch those latest tracks. Just tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 5 on WRIR or on the net at www.wrir.org for Ambiance Congo.
That's coming up at the top of the hour here on 97.3 WRIR, Ambiance Congo with David Noyes. And next up on Global Agogo, we're going to listen to some women of the Sahara Desert region in this next set. And let's start in the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, also known as Western Sahara, the very last continent of Africa. And this is Shueta. The song is called Wadna, right here on Global Agogo. Women Who Rock in that last set here on Global Agogo, and you can't really rock much harder than Sarah Holgan and her band did on that number, which is called Sharaf, from her album Hito Dwar, which was my second favorite album of the year 2024. Sarah Holgan from Somaliland. And the guitar player in that band is named Mael Saletas, and he's really awesome on that track. He is the former guitarist of the band Orchestre Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp, who played here in Richmond this past week, and hope you got to see them. That was a great show. Speaking of, and I'll tell you more about what I just played in that set, but it just reminded me that speaking of Women Who Rock, happy birthday to Kathy, someone who really rocks, a big fan of this program. I know she's listening. And actually two birthday wishes to give out here, because happy birthday to Wayne as well. And he really rocks. All right, now, back to what I was saying. Before Sarah Holgan, you heard brand new music from Nora Mintz Somali, the griot singer from Mauritania, who played here at the Richmond Folk Festival in 2022. And you just heard her new single. It's called Gera. It was released on June 18th, and this is Nora Mintz Somali's first new recorded music in 9 years. So very cool, and I really like that new song from Nora Mintz Somali. Before that, we heard some early career music from Aziza Brahim of the Sahrawi Arab Democratic Republic, the biggest star coming out of that nation right now. She's now living in Barcelona in Spain. And this was recorded with her Spanish band at the time called Gulili Manku. It's from 2012, an album that they put out called Mabruk on Reaction Records, a French label. And we heard the song Liberación de Guelta, or Guelta. And Guelta is a kind of a desert oasis. It's one that's part of a desert rock formation, specifically in the Sahara or the Arabian deserts. And before Aziza Brahim, we started off the set with Shueta and the song Wadna from the album Mariam Hassan con Leoad. And that's one of the handful of songs on that record that Mariam Hassan isn't singing on herself. It's from 2002. And we've got time for one more set of music here today on Global Agogo, and we're going to finish up today's show with some Sapeek dance music from Madagascar, which has been described, and this is in the promo notes, as, quote, ceremonial music played with abandon and extreme intent, unquote. And that's a great description, and it's certainly extreme music in terms of the volume of it and also the tempo of it. It's very, very fast. The ceremonies where it's played includes funerals, weddings, circumcisions, and other rites of passage. And as you listen to it, you may find it culturally hard to understand that this is something that people would play at a funeral, but it's really, really cool music. There's a new compilation of it out now on Sublime Frequencies Records that's called Sapeek, Modern Music from Southwest Madagascar. And just so you know, the name of the style, it's spelled Sapeeky, and you're supposed to drop the Y or it's silent. Sapeek music. Whole album was recorded live on location by Maxime Bobo, who's a French saxophonist who has gotten into this style of music. He's been documenting it. Now he's playing it himself. He's been doing this for the last 10 years. He's got a really good band based in Southwest Madagascar that he plays in as well. But they are not on this album. Here's what I'm going to play for you from that collection. I'm going to play you a song called Zana Konko by Ribona, and after that I'm going to play Blue Blue by Mirasoa and Mahapoteke. Mirasoa is the singer, Mahapoteke is the guitar player, and he, the guitar player, is in that band that I just mentioned with the saxophone player from France, Maxime Bobo. So that's what you're going to hear to finish out today's program. Thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR Richmond, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is David Noyes with Ambiance Congo. And remember, the future is unwritten.